I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
He is doing something. It's not a lot. It's actually, I think, a move that made the Pirates worse last night. He signed the bad Soto. Juan Soto in New York, he took a swing on the other Soto, Gregory Soto. That's the first move of the Pirates offseason. A one-year, $7.75 million deal. And that shouldn't move the needle for people. But it's the only thing we've got so far. And I'll start by saying this. If this is a harbinger of things to come, get ready for getting kicked in the balls over the next 2 to 3 months.
Luckily, Pirates fans have no idea what that feels like.
Malzy, as you know, I am someone with split loyalties when it comes to baseball teams. I live here, so I root for the teams here. My wife is from here. My daughter was born here. I talk sports every day here. So it would be wrong of me or asinine of me to not want our teams to do well and adopt all those teams, even though I did not grow up rooting for those teams. I did grow up rooting for the Mets. So I watched Gregory Soto pitch for the Mets in critical games last year, in high-pressure games, and he did your typical go out to the mound with a matchbook and a bottle or jug of gasoline and light himself on fire almost every time he pitched. Here's what I don't get about moves like this. Why would you just flush? And $8 million is not a lot in baseball per se, but it's not an insignificant amount of money for the Pirates.
I was going to say, for the Pirates, that is a significant sum of money for a lefty reliever.
And here's how I look at that. Like, that can be like $8 million can be used as like a pot sweetener to, if you're in a close negotiation with you and another team for a player. Well, that $8 million can go to getting you over the hump and outbidding another team for, I don't know, a player who's actually good. Gregory Soto stinks. He was a minus war player last year. Why would you spend anything more than non-roster invitee to camp for somebody like this? It blows my mind.
He was a bad player for the Mets. He was an okay, very slightly above average pitcher for the Orioles. I am not going to sit here.
He was bad the year before for Baltimore. He had an ERA over 5.
I am not going to sit here and do Gregory Soto apologia. He is a guy who, when he was with the Mets, the batting average on balls in play was 92 points higher. He's one of those dudes where it's like, if the ball is being put in play and it's finding holes, he's going to be really bad. It's very uninspiring. And there's like a funny little bit of I'll use this word. Donnie's probably doing this hour later. Synchronicity here. Mm. You have things that appear on their face maybe to be unrelated, but to me, at least as a Pirates fan, are very related. You have another small market team in Baltimore making this monster splash deal. And then you have like a 6 degrees of separation where a guy who did play for that team last year is the Pirates' first domino to fall, Gregory Soto. The other team signed a player who's hit 50 plus bombs in a season, who does the thing, like the other small market team whose fans I think often get very upset with him. Jason Lockenfor's Twitter feed half the year is basically like a monument to this. They just signed a guy who does the thing fans like to watch the most, hit the ball out of the ballpark, Pony.
And the Pirates need the most.
The Pirates desperately need the most.
Yeah.
The Pirates signed a, like, the if it were old rules in baseball, what would you call Gregory Soto? A loogie.
Yeah, but you can't even really do that anymore because...
No, that's what I just said. If it were baseball's old rules, you'd call him that. He can't do that now. He has to pitch.
You don't just bring him in to face Barry Bonds or David Ortiz or guys like that anymore.
Let me give you my actual first reaction to this when I saw it happen, and then when I started to look around and kind of paw around the internet to see like what the cognoscenti or like just like the diehards were saying, the people who actually get into baseball.
It's a fair amount of money for a bad player.
For a guy who's a career two-win player, okay? Here's what I saw. Somebody trying to make the case, oh, yeah, don't look at his ERA. These underlying numbers are really good. Let's just take for a second that statement at face value like it's true and give it credence, even if it's not. Even in that situation that they're signing a guy who's this diamond in the rough, who's actually been overlooked by baseball, who had a hiccup bad year last year, and they're signing him for something that might even be like a fair market deal, maybe. He's a lefty reliever. And all season, all off season, we have begged for this team to add one thing. Hitting.
Yeah.
Bats. He doesn't bat. Pitchers don't bat unless they're Shohei Ohtani. And so even if you are the type of person who looks for a silver lining with anything Pirates related because it's a hope springs eternal sport, even for the hopeless teams or the seemingly hopeless, I don't know how you can, even if you think this pitcher is going to be better than everybody else, like you, like for example, you're a scarred Mets fan, think he'll be? Even if you think that Pony is being unfair to this guy as a pitcher, who cares? He's a reliever.
You know what his
utility to a team should be? When you have the lead in a game late, possibly because your good offense gave you the lead, in theory, he helps you keep the lead.
But he doesn't. I watched him pitch all last year.
What
I'm saying is that's what separates me from the guy that gets in the Twitter mentions of yours and says, don't look at his numbers. I actually watch the guy pitch more than anybody else here, other than evidently the people in the Pirates, probably more than them. I'm telling you, they did not want him in New York, anywhere near the mound, in a big spot last year because of how poorly he pitched.
No, I understand when he first. And you were the first person sounding the alarm when they traded many years ago Neil Walker for John Neese. You said John Neese sucks, I think was basically your
yeah,
analysis.
And I was right about that.
You're a keen observer of the Mets. My biggest issue is fundamentally whether the guy is great or whether he sucks. Obviously, it's a little easier to stomach if he ends up being good. He's not a hitter. He's not a hitter.
It's just a move that is right in line with every move they've made with Charrington as the GM in the offseason. It's a one-year deal. It's another, well, if this guy pitches his fanny off and we're 8 games out of it in July, Gregory Soto is going to get flipped for prospects to the Cubs or the Mets or the Dodgers. Well, not the Mets because of how he pitched there last year. But that's what we'll do. We'll find a home for this guy. Well, it's not just what he can do for us. We know we're actually not going to have to pay him $7.75 million. We'll only have to pay him 3 or 4 because the team we trade him to at the deadline will be on the hook for the rest of the deal. I've got articles being written by Jason Mackey about this is great news, Pirates fans. Guess what? Paul Skeens has joined the recruiting efforts. Skeens has reached out to the Pirates and said, guys, if you need me to text or make a phone call, I will. What difference is that? I love Paul Skeens. What the heck difference is that going to make?
I think he would have been more useful to them if he said, I'm going to help pass the hat to raise money to sign players at this point. What? Yeah, they got money talks. Guys don't care if they want to. We already have heard about what? Jorge Polanco. We heard yesterday that he wanted to play for a winner because he was trying to gas up the price for teams like the Pirates.
Yeah.
But there might be some truth to that. The only way somebody can actually use that as a weapon against you in negotiations or in the free agent world is if there's a righteous perception that you don't really have your eyes on the prize.
Or maybe Polanco's, and I find this crazy or hard to believe, but maybe it is true. Maybe Polanco's best offer right now is from the Pirates, and he's saying, please, somebody else come in and make me
save
a better
me,
offer.
Rescue me.
So I don't have to accept the Pirates offer.
I know that your focus here seems a little more granular. That this is a bad pitcher that they have signed. I find plenty of reasons to agree with your analysis. Mainly, the number one is that you are a keen observer of the Mets.
I've actually in like getting upset at him because he's bringing back, you know, tortured thoughts and feelings from last fall and last summer. What I really should have said immediately after saying they signed the bad Soto is this. It's another example of why I think the person who has been tasked with finding the right players for this franchise is not up to the challenge. Ben Cherington is not good at his job, right? I mean, does anybody want to refute that or argue that or debate that? He picked Paul Skeens over Dylan Cruz. Job well done. He had somebody in his organization who's left for greener pastures, I think went to Washington, make the recommendation that they should draft Connor Griffin. Awesome. Two very smart moves in the draft. Where else has he won? What else has he done since he's been here?
Did they talk to Pete Alonso at all? Were they willing to give Pete Alonso $31 million a year?
I don't think so. We have not heard anyone say anything about that.
I have a lot of issues with Ben Cherington, and he signed some horrible free agents with Boston that Noah Hyles went over. Pablo Sandoval being like an all-time hilarious one. Hanley Ramirez close behind. Sandoval's worse, but not by, you know, this is matters of degree. I think he suffers from, I don't want to call it even Neil Huntington syndrome, because I don't think Huntington did this kind of stuff as often. I think Ben Cherington, every time, wants to win the move, win the trade, win the signing, do whatever. If it's a trade, I want to give up lesser to get greater. If it's a signing, I want to prove that I am smarter than the people saying these are the guys you should look for. I'm going to find a hidden edge. Problem, he's not good at it. He sucks at it. He's really bad, independently of whatever constraints are on him, and there are many financially. He's terrible at his job. You have said often, hey, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? When I always say he's won World Series away. He won a World Series, and then he has been dog crap, and you have pointed out, well, you can't take that away from him.
Yeah, you can't.
We're far enough removed, though, where you can. Like, it doesn't stop us, and not that we're being nice to Ben Cherington. When we talk about Mike Tomlin, we rarely, if ever now, in evaluating the guy he is now as a football coach, say he won a Super Bowl in year two and got to another one. It's been too much time has passed.
Yeah.
Ben Cherington won a World Series as the GM in 2013. His entire career since has been an exercise in basically failing and then failing up or failing back into a job. He has a mandate to get offense. Everyone knows what this team is good at. Everyone knows what this team is bad at. And when the first move is a left-handed reliever who's probably not even good, I'm not sure why anybody would look at them and say, ooh, okay, serious operators now.
Your point about Alonso going to the Orioles, so the Orioles, even though they stunk last year, have proven that they can make the playoffs and win even in a tough AL East where you're competing against the likes of the Yankees, Red Sox, and even Blue Jays.
And Rays.
And Tampa. Yeah,
it's a loaded division.
Right. If you were willing to go 4 years, 120 for Schwarber, right?
Mm-hmm.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why wouldn't you have been willing to go close to that? Well, what was the number on Alonso?
$155 $31 million a year. And he's, by the way, I think, what? 3 years younger than Schwarber.
That's what I was just about to say. Why not go $5,160 on Alonso? He's more consistent power-wise. He's younger. He doesn't have to DH like Schwarber. He can play first base, which has been a power hole for the Pirates for almost 50 years now. In every season, he's hit at least 34 home runs. 53, 37, 40, 46, 34, and 38.
Do you realize, not that WAR is a be-all, end-all stat, do you realize Alonso, in a significantly shorter career, has more career WAR than Kyle Schwarber? Now, Kyle Schwarber's coming off like a folk hero season.
He's the all-time leader in home runs by the Mets, Alonso.
I'm just telling you.
He's only 30.
He's probably, by every objective measure, a better player. You mean to tell me you weren't willing to seriously bid on him? Why? He's also by the... You know what else Alonso has? And Schwarber, it doesn't matter because he's a lefty and there's a short porch.
Yeah.
Everyone always like gets into the weeds and says, hey, PNC Park is where right-handed power goes to die.
He hits opposite way.
Pony, I don't even care about that. Pete Alonso is one of the rare players who has so much raw power, I don't think PNC Park would matter.
No, but I'm saying even look at the graph.
I know, he bombs him the other way, but he also has plenty of power to hit it out to left center here.
Texas.
They weren't even in on him.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.